Wise, then we're talking about this ultimate productivity hack. In a world flooded with time management advice and productivity hacks, it's easy to get overwhelmed. But what if I told you the key to maximizing your productivity isn't another app or gadget? Would you be intrigued? So stick around to the end of this video to learn the two-step process to maximize your life. Now, before we get into this freedom formula that I know will change your life, I want to share a little bit of how I was before I started using this process. You see, about 4 years ago, I was working full-time as the media department for a successful YouTube channel. My task list was miles long. This is no disrespect to the business. It actually was a launching pad and incubator for me to step into this content creator world. Nevertheless, my tasks were updating the website, laying out the monthly partner letters, both physical and digital versions. I edited a podcast, both video, audio, and TV. I made thumbnails, did descriptions, did any other special audios or videos, and did some audiobooks even. So my days were, I was one of the first in. My lunch was eaten at my desk, and I was one of the last out. On top of that, I was leading in various capacities at my local church. I even started playing drums for our worship team. And to top it all off, I had just recently launched this podcast. Even with every one of those things, I was trying to be the next Andy Mineo, Lecrae, Christian rapper. Needless to say, your boy was stretched to the max of his capacity. And even looking back now on those times and that season, I'm baffled by how much I actually got done. But upon further investigation, it was in this time I realized that multitasking is a myth. I wasn't doing anything good. I was just doing everything awful. It really is a myth. It was in this time that I learned that burnout wasn't a badge of honor. It was in this time that I learned that my identity wasn't in being a human doing, but in being a human being. My identity wasn't tapped in my abilities to do more, to stack up all my performances and achievements. It was the fact that I was a child of God. First a person, then my creativity, then my gifts and talents came second. And it took burnout, fatigue, and having the whole entire world completely shutting down for me to discover this two-step process that really changed my life for the better. It is this very process that I'm about to share with you, so you will definitely want to stick around to the end if you want to find similar results. You ever wonder why traditional productivity tips fall short? If you are tired of grinding your gears and wasting your time and money and effort, trying to be more efficient and effective so you can be present for your family and loved ones and be able to spend more time on what matters most to you, then I want to introduce to you the Freedom Formula. That's this two-step process that really will revolutionize and change the way you view your life. But before we dive into the second step, which is the vital piece to finding your inner peace, let's start with something crucial, the energy audit. This is a concept that was created by one of my coaches, Rich Lipman. Now listen, you don't need another app, Notion, or some random piece of gear to make you more productive and effective. Actually, you need the Freedom Formula that starts with step one, the energy audit. So I really want us to do this together. I want you to get out a piece of paper and or even your phone, and I want you to draw a line down the middle. And on the left-hand side, I want you to write energizer. And then on the right-hand side, write drainers. And then I want you to ask this question. What activities bring you joy? What activities wake you up in the morning? What things truly make you come alive? Write those in the energizer column. And then next, I want you to ask yourself, what are those things that suck the life out of me? What are those things that I absolutely dread to do? Write those on the drainer side. Now, before I share the second step, I want to pause here and say, I know that you may be following along with this Freedom Formula and you may be getting ready for this next step and you're thinking, Red, this is impossible. I don't have the resources, the capital to help or to buy more technology. And I want to tell you to stop. I see you. I hear you. I understand. But I also want to share with you a quote from Tony Robbins that will challenge your limited thinking. And it says, it's not a lack of resources, it's a lack of resourcefulness. I want you to get out of that stinking thinking and start looking at what you do have and start seeing that in this moment, you got to see what matters most to you. And you got to know what needs to get done and what to leave. And with all that, now I think we can move on to the next step. Step two, which is the part that I like to call the DAE. These drainers that you've now identified can be categorized into three categories. That is where this acronym comes into play. And it's the D, which is delegate. Identify those tasks that you can offload to someone else. Delegating, freeing up your time and energy to spend on more impactful activities. If you're a business owner or have a team with you, then you want to find top-level performers that will excel and love and energize by the tasks that drain you the most. And that's really when you see this beautiful exchange begin to happen. And the second thing is automate. We need to embrace this AI technology. We might see robots take over the world, and Lord, I hope they don't. But in the meantime, I really feel like if we know how to effectively leverage these technology and AI that we have, then we can automate to really buy back our precious time. And then finally, that third piece of the DAE is the E, which is eliminate. The truth is, this is probably the hardest one for most of us out there. More isn't always better. It's just more. If you can adopt a minimalist mentality, you will begin to see abundance. Doesn't equate to more stuff and things, but it equates to the right things, the right people, and what matters most. What can you eliminate from your life that will actually bring you more joy and peace? Now, I'll recap again those quickly. One, delegate which of those tasks that you can offload to someone else. Two, automate. With the power of the AI and technology, we can automate many tasks to buy back precious time. And three, eliminate, which I said was the hardest one. But trust me, if you can eliminate some of those things that aren't bringing you joy, that aren't serving you, then you will truly see your life be more productive and more purpose-filled. Efficiency and effectiveness is on the other side of you releasing control. For each of these buckets, each of these categories, take those skills. Doing this exercise is going to help you develop one of the most important skills. It's to release control. Release the need to micromanage. Just because you can do it doesn't mean you should do it. Think about how much better your life will be when you have a team or technology to take the load off your plate. More isn't always better, it's just more, friend. What if you could accomplish more by becoming less? Embrace the rhythm of rest. Know that rest will find you whether in discipline or delight. And in order to make this year your best year, it requires for you to become more by doing less. And you can't become more if you're stuck in the trenches. For example, look at an orchestra or a symphony. What if the conductor, who was trying to lead the whole show, had to stop and try to play the drums, or stop and try to play the violin or the trumpet? He can't do all of those things. It's impossible. So if you want to really go further, faster, you have to learn the art of delegation, automation, and elimination. If you really want to scale, or you really want to grow this year, then enlist the tool of this freedom formula. Do this now, and you're well on your way to supercharge your productivity. And again, remember, doing more isn't always better. It's just more. Now, if you've been following along for this video and still feel like you need a little bit of help, then I want to encourage you and invite you to book a free one-on-one call with me. I would love to get to know you more and see if I can't help you on a level deeper than just what a video can, and really give you a personal red print roadmap for you to see the success that you are looking for. Now, if you want to stay tuned for more tips like this, then please hit that subscribe button, like this video, and comment below what you got most out of this or what you would like to see more of. And as always, I'm praying for you, friend. I love you. Now, let's go live better than best as we conquer this week.